You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. If you're already in a state of not knowing what to do, you might be feeling a little nervous, anxious, uptight. You're trying to figure out the answer to a question, and it's probably going nonstop. It's like circling in your brain over and over and over again. Now, I don't say all of this to make you feel uncomfortable or anxious. I do think that this is an issue that has popped up. As I'm sitting here, I'm asking spirit, God, consciousness, source, your higher self, what can we talk about? And that's what came up. What to do when you don't know what to do? For me, the first thing and my go-to is, well, actually two things are popping up. Either get out my oracle cards or tarot cards and ask for guidance. You can ask, why am I feeling this way? Which card best represents what I can do now and always for the highest good? Why do I feel indecisive? Why am I feeling stuck? Which card represents my current feelings? So all of these questions you can ask. The cards, whether you have a deck or not, I definitely recommend them. They're very healing, they're very reassuring, they're very calming. You can use these as an outlet to help you just find your center again, to help you feel this connection from God, Source. This is really like one of my main go-tos. When I'm feeling apprehensive, unsure of what to do, and I have exhausted all train of thought, is to get out my cards. If you don't have a deck, I highly recommend using them. This is basically what I started using many, many years ago when I was feeling anxious. Now, the cards are not here to tell you exactly what to do, but they're here to help you feel this connection. It's like this conduit. It's this messenger. And you can go based off of what you're feeling and sensing. Mainly the cards give me inspiration. They give me reassurance. They help me feel, again, this connection from God and Source. When we feel this connection, we begin to feel at ease. And we allow for this love to come to us in a different manner that helps us reset ourselves. Because what's happening is a lot of times we are bombarded by others' energies, their anxious thoughts, others' apprehensiveness. And so we tend to think that that's how we're feeling. And it could possibly be the case that this is exactly how we're feeling. But oftentimes it's an outside stimulus that is creating these feelings within us. And even though it feels like our own feelings, it feels like our own emotions and our own worries, which it quite could be, very possibly, because we all are human. But once you allow yourself to use your go-to tool that helps you feel at ease and calm, you can then start to think clearly. You have to allow for some time to pass, and you have to let whatever the worry is just be what it is. I know that's really challenging and really hard, especially if it's no worry. But worrying honestly doesn't really do much good to the situation. Worrying is different than praying or sending healing or sending light. worrying is just creating these thoughts or these visualizations in the mind that have not yet happened or are not going to happen at all, or are just potential things that are swarming in the mind. But that is just a creation that's in the mind. That's where all imagination stems, essentially, and is created and nurtured. So do you want that imagination to be positive or not so positive? What you're thinking about is creating its own energy into the universe, and then it is being projected out towards a situation. So as best as you possibly can, use a tool that works for you that will help create this reassurance or this calmness to help resettle you. I don't necessarily mean any type of chemical that's going to alter the physicality in the body, such as alcohol or a pill. But what I mean is accessing spirit, source, consciousness as another alternative form to help you feel that connection. Another way that I was going to say at the very beginning is meditation. I know that there's a lot of talk about meditation, but this is also my number one go-to. It lines right up with using cards, because in a way, using cards is my form of meditation, another form of it. Meditating is basically just connecting with source, connecting with God, connecting with your higher source, your higher power, your angels, your loved ones, however you want to think of it. When you're meditating, you're setting the intention that you want to center yourself, you want to reground yourself, you want to resettle, you want to feel this alternative way of being that allows you to release worry, to release thoughts that are no longer helping you or perhaps are hindering you. Whatever the intention is behind the meditation, that will take place. If you're new to it, it's not going to feel that way, most likely. It may feel the opposite at first. You may feel like, oh my God, I'm doing this wrong. Why can't I let my thoughts go? I'm feeling anxious. But you can ask to feel at ease, ask to feel connected, ask to do whatever is necessary in this moment to help you feel at ease. And again, once you do that, then this anxious anxiety or these eager feelings, this apprehension will begin to reside, and that is the goal. Because what's happening is when we're feeling those feelings that are uncomfortable, it's okay to feel them, because a lot of times that's your soul asking you to pay attention. So if that's the case, then we can do something about it, right? We can take action, we can speak up, we can talk, we can yell, we can whatever it is. But if we're doing those things, or if we don't want to do those things, we have alternative methods to resolve the situation in a manner that's going to help you feel at ease. And then your brain, your thoughts, is going to reset. So going back, those are my two suggestions for you that is coming from spirit and my own psychic awareness as well, is that meditation and using oracle cards is going to help you. Another one that just came up is connecting with a group of others that are perhaps feeling the same feelings or similar feelings, of course, that have gone through something similar, or just taking on an activity of some sort that is also going to put you in that meditative state. But connecting with others is also going to automatically help you feel better, whether it's God, source, consciousness, or with another individual. I do hope this was helpful for you and always for the highest good. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. My website is tabithastitt.com. Please review this if this was helpful. Please share this podcast, subscribe. It means the world to me to hear from you. I'm here to help. I'm here to provide readings. I'm here to provide healings. I'm here to be a conduit, a channel, the medium that helps you with your soul's purpose, your passions, and your highest potential. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.